All right, welcome to episode one of Actually Horrible. This is a podcast that is devoted to all the not so fun facts in the world and possibly sometimes outside of our world. This is a podcast that I'm doing alone. I'm just a very basic guy from Finland, but I've been interested in the extraordinary facts, so I decided to make a podcast about them myself. I think this is something different, and I'm happy if you can learn something new from these episodes. So, about this first episode, I gotta start by saying that if you love koalas, I suggest that you don't listen to this. I'm actually serious. If you want to keep the image of soft, huggable Australian bears in your head, by the way, they are not actually bears. So tune out and maybe listen some other episode. Now that I've warned you, let's get deeper into this. So, you know these little fluffy animals in Australia that live in the trees and they eat eucalyptus and look cute all the time. They also sleep much of the day, about 18 to 20 hours per day. Sounds cute and cuddly, right? Well, turns out reality is pretty horrible right now for them. Since they live close to people, they are actually attacked by dogs. They also have less and less space to live due to deforestation. But that's not all, unfortunately. There's a third reason that makes their life horrible, and it's a dark, dark secret. About half of them have chlamydia. Yes, the STD, chlamydia. Koala chlamydia is referred as something they call dirty tail, and this is actually a pretty horrible disease. So what happens in koala chlamydia is that their urinary bladder keeps expanding, and that obviously becomes very painful for these animals. The chlamydia affects both male and female koalas, and also their cubs, which are called joeys. Yes, like the name Joey. In addition to this chlamydia being very painful by itself, it also causes blindness, infertility, and can lead eventually to death because of the complications related to the chlamydia, which happens in urinary tract. So, what to do? Is there anything that we can do? Well, there's one option that has been talked about lately, and in Australia they call this a controlled culling. It basically means that they would kill some of the koalas. The idea of the controlled killing of koalas is that by killing them, they actually end up making the species stronger, because some survive and so forth. This is called also koala management, which is a horrible word, by the way. And the koala management is not very accepted, not nationally in Australia or internationally. And because koalas are seen only in Australia, culling is not seen very good option to manage the disease, because it's koalas are only in Australia, and if you kill them and it ends up not being a good option, well, Australia is the only place where you can do it. So the culling and the koala management comes with a very high risk. So because of this, in many cases, in many areas in Australia, the government has decided to do nothing. So they are basically waiting it out and trying to see if koalas are able to fight the disease on their own. But as it turns out, it hasn't been a good solution either. Specifically, there was this one case. It's called Cape Otway. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, but Cape Otway is a place in Victoria, the southeast part of Australia. And what happened there was that Cape Otway became really filled with koalas, lots of koalas. And because of koalas eat so much leaves from the trees every day, eventually the trees started to die. And because there was less trees, the koalas started to starve. And there's also this disease, this chlamydia that was affecting them, and it became really horrible. So eventually the government had to step in because it went so bad that they saw that it was basically animal cruelty if they didn't do it. So they had to do something. And unfortunately, what they had to do there was that they killed 700 koalas, which were in such bad condition. These 700 koalas were in such bad condition that there was nothing to do for them, just to end their misery. But the 700 is the number that they knew about. So possibly there were thousands and thousands of koalas nearby that had to die on their own and without the government knowing anything about that. And now in 2016, it seems that this horrible disease has reached its peak, or is about to reach its peak. So far, the hope has been, like I said, that some koalas will survive this disease, and then they become stronger, as they will pass their genes, stronger genes, to their babies, which will hopefully make the babies more resistant to this disease. But now, in 2016, there has actually been accidentally found a cure for this. So what happened was that the scientists at the University of Technology, Sydney, accidentally discovered a cure for the koala chlamydia. They were developing antibiotics for humans, but they then ran into a molecule that can tackle the koala chlamydia, but no other microbes. So this is great for koalas, because the chlamydia bacteria is the only one that they need to get rid of. So we hope that this will end the koala STD eventually. However, there's another threat. There's a koala HIV. It's a retrovirus that kills their immune system. So this is happening at the same time, this retrovirus. And it's a minor threat compared to the spread of the chlamydia. But actually, when you combine these two, then the retrovirus becomes very lethal and a very serious threat for the koalas. This virus is making the koalas die in leukemia and lymphoma. And that's basically it. This is actually horrible. I really hope that the future will be brighter for these koalas. And if I ruined your day, I apologize. I just wanted to talk to you about this. And hopefully you learned something from this. And yes, this is a real thing. You can go online and read more about this. And maybe if you are in Australia, or if you're able to help in some way, maybe you can take action. And thanks for listening. I hope you have a better day, a great day, and I hope you tune in for the next episode of Actually Horrible. Take care.